Summertime does not mean time away from school for all students. In fact, that is the season when migrant summer school is in session in the Medford School District. What started as a program with a handful of students has boomed and now measures enrollment in the hundreds. Let's get a handle on who attends migrant summer school and what has led to the big boost in numbers. Our guest is Terry Dahl, who functions as the director of the migrant summer school. Her official title is the Medford School District Supervisor of Federal Programs and School Involvement. Terry, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
How long has the Medford School District had a migrant summer school?
This is our fifth year of having a migrant summer school program.
And what was it that led to the original creation of the program?
Well, students that are of migrant status often have interrupted educations, and so they need more supports and services in place for them. And that is our goal, to have them acquire an education that will get them caught up in areas that they might have missed, such as math or reading. So that's one of the main purposes of the Migrant Summer School program.
So are these students who are in school the rest of the year or just have chunks of time taken out?
There's multiple issues. Some of them leave the country for 2 years and come back and often have interrupted educations in their home country. Others have missed, only missing maybe 2 or 3 months at a time. So it depends on, each family's circumstance.
And so the families usually traveling, is it largely agricultural work?
The families cross district boundaries seeking seasonal employment, and it's largely agricultural work. And there's a period of 3 years that they're determined migrant eligible through the Southern Oregon ESD. And once that eligibility is determined, then they are part of our migrant program.
Okay, interesting. There's a three-year window, just a three-year window.
Well, then families reapply.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you're given migrant status for the purposes of this program, and
right.
Then you can get another 3 years?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, so when you mention home countries, where are they often coming from?
We have the majority of our families are coming from Mexico, but we do have families from Pakistan. We have families from Somali. And we've had families from China, and also we've had even some French-speaking students that have come from France.
But the vast majority are Spanish-speaking,
mm-hmm.
I would assume? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So given the fluidity of migrant work, I mean, how long in the summer does the school run, and do all or most of the students stay the whole time?
Our summer school programs have different sessions. We have kindergarten through 12th grade programs. So right now we're starting 3 weeks of preschool Head Start, Jump Start at Wilson, and that's for four-year-old students coming into kindergarten, so it's giving them a kindergarten experience. That program runs for 3 weeks. We have first through fifth grade that runs through about 6 weeks, and we had this summer, it's over, but we had a session at Jackson School that had kindergarten through second grade, and then at Jefferson we had third grade through fifth grade students, and that was a six-week program.
So I'm hearing three different schools there, it sounds like.
We actually have also a school at McLaughlin Middle School, and they just finished up their session, and it was for 7 weeks. And we currently have, still in session, Central High School, which is 8th grade through 12th graders, and this is their last week. And they're accruing credits for graduation.
I'm intrigued by your title, Terry Dahl, the Federal Programs and School Improvement Supervisor. What else comes under your supervision in addition to the migrant school program?
I'm responsible for all of the federal programs for Medford School District. That's Title I, Title II, Title I-D, where we are responsible for the neglected and delinquent youth. That's at JDH, the facilities there, and Title III. And we also work with Maslow Project and for McKinney-Vento. And then I also work with TAG, Talented and Gifted Programs, and many grants, the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Grant, the PE Grant, and Project Dove grants.
Terry Dahl's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with the Medford School District, where she's the Supervisor of Federal Programs and School Improvement and in charge of the summer school, the Migrant Summer School, which is booming in enrollment, as we'll hear in just a few moments. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I know some of these terms from repeated use, you know, McKinney-Vento for homeless students, mm-hmm. things like that. So there's a bunch of federal programs in there that probably need unpacking, but sufficient to say in this case that there is federal money available for things like migrant school.
Yes. Yes, it's under Title I-C, and we're part of a Southern Oregon consortium with the Southern Oregon Service District. And so other districts have migrant summer school as well. Most of them are only 2 weeks. We have the majority of migrant students in the Valley, so we have a much bigger budget. So it allows us to have more services for our students. And during migrant summer school, we have many partners. We've partnered with La Clinica for free health screenings and dental screenings. We partner with Kids Unlimited. And so we have students that have extended day programs with them. We also partnered with the Oregon State University Extension Office for healthy eating and nutritional units. And also we've partnered with ScienceWorks at our middle school, and we actually have a ScienceWorks teacher come in. And then we partner with Head Start for our Jump Start.
Do you partner with other school districts as well? I wonder, you mentioned that Medford has a lot of migrant mm-hmm. students, but I wonder if other outlying districts that don't offer migrant summer schools can have those students come to you.
We've talked about that in the past, but we've never really done anything like that. Each district gets an allocation, and it's a per pupil allocation that Charlie Bauer at the ESD allocates since he actually runs the budget narrative. So, but we have never done anything like that. We have a lot of teachers and assistants employed. We have a school nurse employed. So we have just enough staff available for our amount of students. So
it's kind of a jolt, I guess, that you're trying to give to students to get their educations back on track. But is it enough time, given that you don't have a whole summer, it sounds like, to work with any one age group of students?
Part of the criteria to receive migrant funds is that you have to do pre- and post-tests around reading and math. And each year that we've done this, it shows that our students have gained tremendously. So it is helping. And then our credit retrieval program is actually long enough, so they are getting units to graduate. So we have, and this is the first year that we actually have a few students earning college credit. We haven't done that before, so I'm really excited about that.
So things have come along, I mean, from bare earth to a pretty robust program in 5 years.
Right.
So what is the enrollment now?
It's over 300, and that's preschool through 12th grade.
Okay. I want to ask this because I know it's going to be on some people's minds about nationality, citizenship, things like that, mm-hmm. about how rigorous the paperwork is, whether you're mm-hmm. checking to make sure people are citizens, that sort of thing, before providing services, or what happens there?
That is not part of what we do as a public school entity. It's law that we're required to accept any student that comes through our door, regardless of nationality or country of origin. So we don't ask that information at all.
I wonder if there are concerns, though, about people even showing up, though, because they do have some fears about given the way that the progress toward immigration and deportation is being handled right now.
So we've had a lot of educational programs for parents. We have what we call a migrant PAC, which is a parent action committee, and we meet 6 times a year, and we have lots of trainings involved, and we've partnered with the Southern Oregon ESD and UNITE with Kathy Kesey. So we've had lots of trainings for parents, and our PAC, we're very proud of our PAC because it is one of the few PAC organizations around Southern Oregon that the PAC team actually runs the meeting. So the officers, the parents set the agenda. We work together. The meetings are all conducted in Spanish. When I go, I have a translator for myself. I only speak Italian. I don't speak Spanish. So I can understand some, but not all. And so, but this is the parents have went to additional trainings. Charlie Bauer has acquired several grants for them. So it's real proactive. So we do have different training offerings for our parents that they attend.
And how uniform has the boost in enrollment been over the 5 years? Is it generally spread across all age groups?
Yes. In different countries, we have had... we actually have over 600 migrant students. We have more migrant students now than just English language learners. Mm-hmm. And so we've had 300 this year, and that's more than we've had in the past. And I attribute that to our robust PAC meetings and parent information going out to the parents. And our PAC parents are calling parents and letting them know about the program and how important it is for their children to attend.
So it's kind of like a parent phone tree. They're all letting each other know about what's available, and so that is resulting in a boost in people.
Yes, and we're working as a team together. So we have separate meetings. We have leadership meetings with our PAC parents, and so we plan different forms of communication that will work for our parents, and so it's been very successful.
Terry Dahl is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, in charge of the Migrant Summer School in the Medford School District, where she's the supervisor of federal programs and school improvement. Questions, comments from you, 800-838-3760 to join the Jefferson Exchange by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. So I'd asked about how much ground you can cover, and you said that the post-testing indicates that you're making some ground, but how do you decide what subjects to offer? Because there can be so many varieties in the gaps that have accrued in these students' educational lives?
Great question. Part of the criteria is that we have to address reading and math to be able to utilize those funds for summer school. And so that is why that is targeted. There's also socialization. We try to do field trips. We try to make them aware of resources in the area so that they have that available to them. And but the criteria is very specific that we have to have pre- and post-test in reading and math.
All right, so those are the big subjects to handle. And a lot of the pictures that the Bedford School District provided with the program show students having fun. Is the idea to make it seem like summer camp with, oh, by the way, some reading and math?
Well, it's a combination of both, hopefully. But no, yes, we do put in. And see, with math, there's so many things you can do with reading, so many things you can do with math. Math actually goes into science, and that's part of why we partner with ScienceWorks. And then extracurricular activities after school involving reading. So there's a lot of things that we can do with that. So yes, but we try to make it fun because it is summer school. So
the TV people and the newspaper having their visual element, which we don't have in radio, love to focus on the blender bike. Let's talk about the blender bike.
Oh, that's very exciting. So we have at Central High School a real we've had it actually with the elementary schools as well, a partnership with OSU Extension Services, and they are also our partners with our Title I schools during the school year, and they're teaching nutritional units, and it really blends nicely with our fresh fruit and vegetable grant that we get from the federal government. So we also have 10 schools that get a fresh fruit or vegetable snack daily. And so they're teaching nutritional units, and the blender bike is unique. They were actually blending smoothies this year and talking about different smoothies, and they actually added tofu to a smoothie, and some of the high school kids were a little they were a little hesitant to try it, and once they tried it, they couldn't believe how nutritious it was, but how it tasted really good. Now, our elementary students, they've actually blended wheat and had made some products with that, and so did some grain blending on the blender bike. So it's really exciting. And then they've also used activity monitors at the elementary school to see, you know, so kids can monitor their physical level during the day. So it's a great partnership with the OSU Extension Services. So.
Well, a lot of fun there. Nutrition, science, and, mm-hmm. and exercise all at once. Yes. Who are the people who teach Migrant Summer School?
We have their Medford School District teachers for the most part, and they're K through 12th grade. And then we also have 37 classified folks that help. We do a special education program. We also have English language learner program, so they're giving them an extra boost to help acquire English skills as well. So we have several programs within the program and support services around that main goal of, closing the achievement gap for those students.
So, Terry, once the students have gotten out of Migrant Summer School and that you've done pre-testing, post-testing, shown whatever improvement they're going to improve, but then what kind of follow-up is there? What kind of tabs are kept with students as they move on to whatever their next school situation is to make sure that their progress can continue?
Well, in district, it's very easy because we send out that information to the schools of attendance. So, but if they move to other districts around the state or different countries, we send records with them. But when they come back, then we have to start over again and do the pre-testing and post-testing. That's why that's so important to gauge where they've been at. This year, I think we had about 15 students that came to us in March, so they only had 2 months of actual in-school services, and so it was very important for us to really look at the pre- and post-test information. And then we give the teachers that they have in summer school all the information that we have according to our data collection in our student base, so they know exactly where their students are at.
So is it the parents' decision or is it compulsory to go to Migrant Summer School if they're lacking in some areas?
It's the parents' decision. Mm-hmm. It's not mandatory.
So if somebody not in a district that has Migrant Summer School, not in Medford, for example, what should they ask for if they want to address their own local school district and ask what the offerings are?
They should contact their representative that's in charge of Title III services, or call Charlie Bauer at the ESD, Southern Oregon ESD. He is very knowledgeable, and like I said, they actually identify the families. They do interviews, and they go out into the homes and talk to the families, and he does the whole identification process and then gives district lists of students.
Okay, services certainly out there. We're talking about Migrant Summer School at the Medford School District. Terry Dahl is in charge of that. She's the Supervisor of Federal Programs and School Improvement. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.